everybody, it's me, Roscoe, and welcome to another episode of the Kings of Anglia Track the Gales Talk podcast, which is proudly sponsored by John Fallis Solicitors. Big up Mark Kennedy and co for their continued support. And today I'm joined by a very special guest, Hattrick Hero, a person who gave me a lift to a game once upon a time. So I owe another person a lift, a long list that is getting bigger and bigger, and that is Lucy O'Brien. Luce, thanks so much for joining me. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Obviously, it's been a really positive few weeks for the team. And me personally, I've really enjoyed it. And yeah, just going into the last few weeks of the season, really looking to finish on a high.
Indeed, yeah. What a season it's been. Of course, it's not been the season we were hoping for, but in terms of, you know, big moments, Portman Road, and obviously another win for the team on the weekend. We're going to get straight into it, Luce. We're not going to muck about because it's a day where you scored a hat-trick, star of the show. But we had to have a bit of a comeback, though, didn't we, Luce? Let's sort of talk about the build-up. Obviously, went into game off the back of a good win against Hashtag United. How are you feeling going into this one?
Yeah, I think we were looking for another really positive game. Obviously, played MK Dons, and I think we played really well in that game and held on to a 1-0 win, which was really positive. And then, yeah, I think it was probably one of our most complete performances against Hashtag. So we were really looking to carry that on into Cardiff, and I think we started really well, controlled the game kind of first 10 minutes, and then obviously maybe weren't as clinical as we'd have liked. And yeah, Cardiff caught us on the counter, and then we were in a bit of a tricky situation after half an hour.
Yeah, to be 2-0 down, unfortunately. I didn't see that coming, I have to admit, Luce. It's not that often we obviously concede goals, but to be 2-0 down at home, especially, how are you feeling? And I'm sure the team, I know there was a little break, I think, even though I think it was Pescu went down, and I think this is probably an opportunity for Joe to speak to all of you, but for a player, how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I think it was a bit bizarre. I think we were all just kind of a bit taken aback because, you know, we had started well, and I think Tash had a chance maybe a minute in, and we were controlling the game, we were finding pockets quite well, and then, yeah, we weren't as clinical maybe, or as we didn't have that final cutting edge that we needed, maybe weren't playing as well all over the pitch as we kind of needed to really solidify our good start. And then, yeah, they caught us on the break. And I think it was almost a bit what is happening because we played so well the weeks prior and we'd started the game well and, you know, we were having success. It wasn't like Cardiff had completely caught us out with how they were playing or anything. So, yeah, to be 2 goals down, it was a bit of a surprise. But I think, yeah, the break was probably a good thing. You know, Joe was able to give us a bit of information and we could almost reset and have that moment to think, what the heck, and then get going again.
Yeah, and obviously we got a penalty, which was good to see. And obviously you stepped up. Normally it's Bonnie, who's normally on the pitch. She's injured at the moment, but you were there and you're normally the next penalty taker and you stepped up. And what do you think? This is a question you probably get asked a lot. Everyone always asks, what's in your mind when you take this penalty? You probably try to forget everything. You try to forget. Don't look at the goalie because obviously they try to put you off. But what was your mindset going into that pen?
Yeah, it's actually, it is a difficult one. I think my first reaction is, right, okay, here we go, penalty. I've done it 100 times. It's just one kick. Just treat it as, you know, just passing to the goal almost. And then, you know, you do get negative thoughts. So I thought, oh, it's Wales' number 2 goalkeeper. You know, she saved the penalty off Bonnie earlier this season. But yeah, you just got to shut that out as much as you can and really just focus on. I tend to just focus on myself, focus on the ball. I don't even look at the keeper. And yeah, just shut out any negative thoughts as much as I can.
And how you sort of, like, I watched it back, I was like, oh, she really got it, didn't she? It went really under her body, but you put enough power into it and, yeah, you beat her, easy.
Yeah, it wasn't the best penalty, I'll be honest. I think as I've turned away after it went in, I've kind of puffed my cheeks a bit. It was a bit of a, oof, that was a bit close. But, yeah, the main thing is it went in.
Yeah, that's always the way. And obviously, that's the goal to get back, go into half-time. 2-1 down, and obviously what was sort of the mood going into the dressing room? Obviously don't tell too much secrets because Joe won't be happy, but I'm sure there was, we're playing okay football, we're 2-1 down, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think it wasn't too negative. It was, you know, kind of, we're still in this, we've been the better team, it's just about perhaps doing the things that we'd done in the previous weeks so well, doing those to the same levels, because it was almost like kind of they'd scored 2 and we'd almost, you know, gone back into old habits maybe, whereas we just needed that little bit of, you know, a bit of a push for each other. And yeah, I think we knew that we were still in the game. We knew that we had the quality to, you know, turn it around. And it was just kind of getting that positivity into each other and making sure that, you know, we still went out in the second half with all the fight that we had.
Indeed, and the turnaround did happen. Maisie with her first goal for the club. It was awarded after a video review. A wind assist, shot or cross, that is the big question, Luce. But it went in. What's your thoughts on that goal? You know, you've got to take it.
Yeah, take every goal that goes in. I will say, I do think it was a cross. A great cross because it's gone in. But yeah, I'm sticking by the fact it was a cross. But yeah, I'm really happy for Maisie as well. She's had a really good season since she came in. She's been a bundle of energy and yeah, she's really positive. So I'm really happy that she was able to get her first goal. And it came at a great point in the match. I think we controlled the whole game. So it was just about finding those openings. It was a bit unorthodox, but you know, the fact that we were able to equal it up and then, yeah, it helped us kick on and get the 3 points. So it was really important. And yeah, delighted for Maisie.
Yeah, she's been going down that wing so fast, isn't she? I actually asked Pest last episode who's quicker, and she did actually give it to Maisie. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. Sometimes I go in the gym and Maisie's in there and she's doing her, you know, her speed work, and her feet are just rapid even in the gym, and then she gets on the pitch and it's even quicker. So maybe just pips Pest a tiny bit.
Just a bit. But no, congratulations to Maisie for her first goal. Because, yeah, she's normally crossing the ball in to get assists and stuff. But this time around, the wind just helped her out and it went into the back of net to make it 2-2. Then you make it 3-2, Luce, with a fantastic finish. Pesk with another assist. Talk us through this goal.
Yeah, so I'd obviously started the game as a four. And I think I didn't find it as easy as I have done before. Cardiff were playing a low block, and I think it was a bit different for me to play that position against a low block. I was a bit unsure of kind of where I should be at times because I didn't want to take up Pescott's space, I didn't want to take up Kyra's space, and because Cardiff were so compact, I didn't feel like there was much space to operate. But then obviously Joe moved me a bit higher and then I was in my more natural position. And I think because Cardiff had been so good in the first half at kind of compacting the spaces and getting across the pitch, I think they were naturally tired out a bit. So then the gaps did start to appear. I was just in the number 10 position and I spotted a little pocket. So I moved into it and Kyra found me with a great ball. And then, yeah, I got it on the half turn, slid Pescott down the line. She made a great run as always. And then got myself in the box. And it was one of those where Pescott's cut it back to me and had so much time to run onto it. And all I was thinking was, don't sky it. Cause it's so easy to get under those. Yeah. And I knew I'd kind of, there was quite a few bodies in the way. So I thought if I just hit it as hard as I can, that was probably my best bet. Kept it low, and then fortunately it went through the keeper's legs.
Yeah, what a finish. I watched the goals back before coming on, and I just thought, what a finish. As you said, I was like, any other day, sadly, it would have probably been skied over the crossbar or something like that, but this time, thankfully not, into the back of the net to make it 3-2. Then you get your hat-trick, Luce. And this, for me, is harder than it looks. You had to be cool as you like. Leno with the assist. Well, that was a bit of a block and then went into it, but she'll get the assist. But you still had a lot of work to do. You know, you still had a defender trying to get back, and then obviously you've got a keeper to beat. What was in your mind going through and then scoring that goal?
I think the first thing I did was kind of I looked over my right shoulder to see how much pressure I was under from that recovering defender. And then when I saw I had a few yards on her, it was all about just composing myself. And you want to get close enough where you're not having to hit it too hard, but you don't want to narrow off the angle too much with the keeper. It's just about setting yourself up with the touch. And then, you know, I love Felix though, but trying not to get tackled by the pitch, which sometimes happens. Just composing myself. I looked up, spotted the gap to the keeper's left, and then tucked it away nicely.
Yeah, good finish. And obviously, at the end of the game, I had a bit of a word where you went, you didn't celebrate my way, but I'll give you the credit. You got the hat trick. You still celebrated it, but the wrong way. But it's me, as a photographer, I'm like, damn it. But what was in your head when you did score that third goal, knowing that's your hat trick? Of course, your second senior hat trick.
I think first it was just relief because obviously it had been a bit of a topsy-turvy game and, you know, emotions were quite high and 3-2 is never safe. And I think Nina made a good save at 2-2, which kept us in the game. And, you know, it just takes a moment for them to score again. So I think 4-2 in the 90th minute kind of solidified the victory for us. And yeah, firstly, it was just relief. And then it was excitement and happiness that, you know, I'd managed to score not just once, but three times because, you know, I've not been too happy with the goals I've got this or lack of goals I've got this season. So yeah, to get three was really nice.
Yeah, and as I said, this is your second hat-trick for the club. Your first came back in January 2022 against Kingsham in a 5-2 win away from home. So it's nice to score at Felixstowe. But can you remember much from that hat trick? Obviously, you're very young, Luce O'Brien, back then. You're still young now, but you know, there was when your first sort of season, and you know, you're scoring goals, and that was a hat trick to give us that 5-2 win. So another sort of close-ish game. So I think Keithley, they just found a way to score goals, but obviously we won in the end 5-2. But just one of those games.
Yeah, it was different back then. Obviously, the standard of the league wasn't where it is now. But I was young and I probably wasn't as good as I am now. So, yeah, it was nice to get that when I was younger. And I think I hadn't got a brace at that point. So it was my first time scoring more than one in a game. And, yeah, to get a hat-trick back then was really great. And then, obviously, to get one this weekend as well in a more difficult league, I think, probably just shows that I'm progressing as well, which is nice.
Yeah, a different surface as well. Because I think at Kingston we played on a 3G. I think it was a 3G. And then, obviously, at Felixstowe, you know, they do their best, and we love playing at Felixstowe. But yeah, the pitch at this time of year can be a bit hard. But no, hat trick ball. We were speaking off air. You haven't got it just yet. You're waiting to, of course. There was no biro in the dressing room to get it all signed. But you got any plans for where to put it?
No, my room is rather full at the moment. But yeah, I'll get that cleaned up, get it signed by everyone, and then find somewhere nice in my room to keep it as a nice memento.
Yeah, it's good to see. And I want to quickly mention a few other things that happened during the game, Luce. Nina, you mentioned earlier, made a few good saves, actually. Making a first league start. I know you're, you know, a close friend of yours as well. What a, you know, transition this year, you know, really progressed, you know, from going out on loan, called up to the Philippines. Obviously, had an opportunity to play at Portland Road as well. Yeah, she's making a first league start, conceding two goals, which I'm sure we'll be a bit disappointed about. But overall, first league start, she's okay.
Yeah, she did really well. And again, I'm so happy for her. You know, came through the academy with her. She joined at the same time as me. And she's always been a great keeper in the academy, made some great saves, kept us in loads of matches. And then, yeah, she went out on loan this season, which I think was really important for her. I know she was a bit unsure as to what was the right thing to do, but I think the game time at Cambridge City has done her a world of good. And obviously, she's been named player of the season in that league, which just shows how well she's done. And then, yeah, to get her first call-up for Philippines, I remember she told me, and I thought she meant the under-21s or something. And then she told me it was the seniors, and I was shocked almost because, you know, you don't really hear of it for us in our team, unfortunately. But, yeah, for her to get called up to the Philippines and, you know, go away to that camp not knowing anyone and then keep her place there and get called up to other camps is incredible. And, yeah, I'm just really happy that she was able to play this Sunday and she'll take loads of confidence from it.
Indeed, yeah. And yeah, obviously I'm just jealous she got a trip to go to LA. You know, she's, I think she said on the podcast we did that she's never travelled alone and she was going to LA. That's another big thing. I always, and you know, you play for England and stuff, like going on these trips as players, you know, I'm sure you're going on holiday or going to these places for the first time by yourself without your family and stuff like that.
Yeah, it takes a lot, and especially when you don't know anyone. I think, you know, in England age groups, the first few camps are probably tough, but then you find your friend groups and you find those people that you gravitate towards, and then the camps get easier. But yeah, for Nina to fly out on her own to meet a bunch of people she'd never met before, I think that took loads of confidence. And yeah, she's really well to do that.
Yeah, keep up, Nina. And yeah, congratulations on your award. We'll get on to some other awards later on in the show, Luce, because we've got some other award winners. Well, set to be award winners. But yeah, any other business from the game, Luce? I think there was a game where we could have scored more goals. I was watching back a few highlights. Lena could have had two really good chances. Tash as well. On other day, we could have been ruined those chances. And thankfully, not. We got the goals, thanks to your hat-trick and obviously Maisie's goal. But yeah, one of those days where we had a lot of chances.
Yeah, that's what we've said, you know. When we have those chances in games like that, we need to be putting them away. And to be 2-0 down when we're playing well and getting chances, that can't be something that happens if we want to be a better team next season. But it is good that we are creating those chances.
Yeah, indeed. And of course, Luce, I mean, now a good crowd down at Felixstowe. 604 was the attendance. And I always ask this question we asked all the time, but, you know, the fans have been great, you know, for the last few years. But especially this season, you know, after the game, you know, the queue now, it's getting bigger and bigger. And I think even people wanting to go on the exit, they can't because, you know, the fans, you know, they're wanting autographs. What's that experience like, you know, for yourself as a player, you know, having to sign, take pictures and all the bits and bobs?
Yeah, it's really, really nice. I think, you know, we used to get kind of 200-300 fans and now we're getting upwards 500-600 and it is incredible to see. And it's really nice that we can give back by signing autographs and taking photos. And hopefully we can help inspire, you know, young girls and boys who look up to us and think one day they want to be like us. So I think it is really rewarding. And yeah, it's really nice to be able to give back to the fans who support us.
Yeah, and it's crazy to think we've only got one game left to go. You know, a season of ups and downs, obviously, Luce. I want to sort of now time to put a spotlight on you. We've already done that with the hat trick, but I want to talk about, you know, your season as a whole, overall thoughts on the campaign. Obviously, you went in pre-season, unfortunately, had injury, and you overcome that, and you've, you know, played 23 games, scored 6 goals, 6 assists. How do you look back at your season as a whole? And we'll talk about one particular game because that's a big game for the whole club in general, but how do you look back at your season as a whole?
Yeah, I think it has been really positive. Maybe not as many stats as I would have liked, you know, goals and assists. I think next season I'll probably aim to be getting more. But I think kind of my overall performances, I think I've been happy with. And I think it's no secret that the league is getting better. You know, the quality of other teams is getting better. And I think I'm having to get better as well, naturally. And I think, you know, a few years back, the league, you could probably score goals with a bit more individuality, whereas now you need, you know, the quality and you need to refine the finer details. And I think that this season, that's something I've done. And I think, you know, even in training, little things like we'll do a passing drill and the quality of my passes is getting better. And I think those are little things which aren't reflected in things like stats, but they're things that I'm happy with, that I've improved on. And I think going forwards, as the league gets tougher and hopefully we progress up the divisions, I think that's things that will be really important.
And of course, this season we've had such a young team as well. Although Joe Sheehan's teams are normally young anyway, because he always, you know, brings through the youth players like yourself. But obviously, we've had Leah and Evie, both 17-year-olds, playing at the heart of the defence, and they've been fantastic, haven't they?
Yeah, they have been so good. And I think it's a credit to the academy we have, and it's a credit to the coaching staff that, you know, we can bring these young players through, and we can trust them in such a competitive league, in such an important league as well. And yeah, Evie's been so solid at the back. Obviously, stepped up when Meg's got injured and ruined ever since. And then Leah's been great all season. She can play in a number of positions, and that's a credit to her as well. And yeah, it's great that we can trust them in big games and know that they'll be able to deliver.
And yeah, of course, a lot of you are still young anyway. You know, you can name drop every single player part of that squad because, yeah, it's only really Tash and Bonnie who are the more senior players, a bit older, but everyone else, you know, have come through the youth academy and have done so well, which is good to see. Let's talk then, Luce. We've done this on the pods a few times now, to reflect on the Portland Road game, but let's talk about your experience. We'll talk about a particular moment in a few moments, but let's talk about the build-up to the game for yourself, you know, as a player. You've played stadium games before, like, you know, Plymouth at Home Park and you know, MK Dons, you know, one of your former teams at Stadium NK, but this is Portland Road, our home, you know, the day where we can really be the trailblazers. You know, you girls were the trailblazers, you know, 10,000 fans in attendance, but how are you feeling, you know, to the build-up to that game?
I think we're all just so excited. As soon as it got announced, you know, there was so much excitement around the group. Naturally, there was a bit of nerves, but yeah, just so much excitement. And I remember we were sat in the training ground, and I think when it first got announced, we were talking about kind of how many people we might get to watch us. And I was a bit sceptical when, you know, 10,000 was mentioned. I was like, oh, maybe, but maybe not. So yeah, to actually reach 10,000, and, you know, when Mark Ashton told us in the changing room, I think the nerves were certainly heightened a little bit, but the excitement was as well. And yeah, naturally there was nerves and, you know, everyone wanted to play well, but it was such an amazing opportunity and, yeah, we were all so excited for it.
I assume you had all your family and friends there as well, so did you see them in the crowd, you know, cheering you on? And obviously, you know, I know a lot of your family, they support you anyway, you know, home and away, but this is a particularly different game because it's Portland Road in front of 10,000 people.
Yeah, I think I spent most of the warm-up trying to find them in the crowd because I'd forgot to ask them, you know, which block they were going to be sitting in. So I was asking Pesca, I was like, do you know where the families are going to be sat? And then she told me, and then they told me they'd get there around 20 past two. And then I couldn't see them anywhere. And I was wondering if they hadn't turned up. And then I think I spotted them just as we were walking in, which was really nice.
That's good. And what's that experience like? You know, dressing room, the tunnel. Also, I've really said this to all the other players who have been on since then. But what was that like seeing your name? Of course, you know, you've got the name number anyway, but seeing that in a big dressing room like Portland Road.
Yeah, it was really special. And when we first got there, I remember, because obviously we went to the ground first, then we went to the training ground. Joe said to us, he was like, I don't want you guys to see the changing room. I want to save that for when you get back, because he knew that that was kind of a really exciting moment for us. So, yeah, we got off the coach and then we all walked in together, and just seeing, you know, all our stuff laid out in the men's changing room. And, you know, it's the, it really is the little things, like above the exit, there's the burning shield sign. And obviously, you know how much of an important role that has in the men's team. And, you know, to kind of see that and know that it means just as much to us as well, that was really special as well.
And of course, you walked out. What was that like? You know, 10,000 people, you know, had mascots in your arms as well. And just, yeah, obviously playing Chatham Town. Obviously, you had an opposition, so we've got to give credit to them as well. But yeah, sort of walking out and, yeah, knowing you're going to be playing in front of those many people.
Yeah, I think for me, there was kind of three moments where it really hit me. The first one was when we got back from the training ground on the coach, and we saw, you know, we could see the fan zone a little bit, and we saw the people lining up outside the coach, and we saw the stadium. And yeah, that was when it first hit me. I was like, oh my gosh. And then the second one was as we were walking out, because obviously during the warm-up it's filling up, so you don't quite notice how many people are coming in, and then you're focusing on the warm-up, so again your attention isn't really on the crowd. And then yeah, walking out with the mascots, seeing the flag bearers, and that was when I first kind of realized how many people were there, because you could hear them cheering as well. And I think Summer was walking in front of me, and I just said, Summer, what on earth is this? Because it was just incredible. So yeah, it was really, really special.
And then I think it was maybe 10 minutes into the game, and yeah, you basically clashed with another Chatham Town player at your heads, and you know, had to sort of, the game had to stop for a while, obviously, because, you know, you guys needed treatment. Sally, I think their player couldn't play on, but you, of course, donned the bandage. What was going through your mind, you know, at that point? You're probably a little bit dizzy because you just hit someone else's head.
Yeah, I think it was, do you know, I think the problem was I hesitated a little bit. So the ball was bouncing around and I kind of hesitated. And then probably because of, you know, the significance of the game, I thought, oh, I'm going to go for this. And then I was probably a bit late with my header, and then we clashed heads. And at first, I didn't think it was too bad. Obviously, it hurt a bit. And then I've gone down and looked at my hand and it was just red. And I was like, oh, no. And my first thought was just panic, because I, you know, it was obviously bleeding a lot. And I thought I was just going to have to come off. And then physios came on, and Jack, who was our physio for that day, he was kind of putting pressure on it. And he just told me it just wasn't bleeding. And he was like, Luce, we might have to take you off. And I just remember thinking, I am not coming off. Like, it was, honestly, it was the worst news, because I just thought, it was only 10 minutes in and I was having such a great time and it was such an incredible experience. And I couldn't believe that I might have to come off because of my head. But fortunately, they were able to patch me up, and then, yeah, played on Terry Butcher style, ruined the photos, but oh well.
Yeah, I did think that straight away when you came back on. I was like, oh no, she's going to have basically most of the photos is going to be with that bandage. But, you know, what was that like, you know, plan though with that? Like, you, of course, you're still a bit cautious about it. And yeah, but I'm sure you're just relieved that you're able to continue playing, as you said.
Yeah, I think it wasn't for a head where I got Tash to drop in, because I didn't want to have to head the ball for like goal kicks and stuff. But yeah, I think the worst thing was, because they had to stop the bleeding, they obviously wrapped it quite tight, which was giving me a bit of a headache in the first half. But yeah, they redid it at halftime, and then yeah, I was just happy I was able to play on.
Yeah, I loved as well. I think, I'm not saying all the other players didn't celebrate, but there was definitely two goals where you really celebrated, which I love to see, because of course you had the bandage on it, so you were the big standout. It's like you're the one I could just see all the time. But yeah, what was that like, you know, celebrating, you know, everyone's goals? You know, Tash obviously was always the sort of the favourite to score the first goal, the first league goal, and that was a great moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was incredible. I think I had a shot about a minute and a half in, and the roar from the crowd, I literally just stood there afterwards and I was like, this is insane. Yeah. And then obviously when we scored, it was probably twice as loud. And I just remember running over to Tash, who was obviously celebrating, and I just pointed at her and I just shouted, it had to be you, because it had to be Tash. And yeah, I was just so happy for her, so happy for the team. And then I like the way every goal was celebrated just the same, because it was such an incredible occasion. And yeah, for everyone to score, it was incredible.
Yeah, we had to push Summer though. It looked like some of the players had to push her to go and celebrate. But I think at that point we were, you know, really like very much in front. But yeah, it was a great moment to see all the players celebrate. And yeah, you know, it was a great day all round, and Trailblazers and everything like that. And yeah, I'm sure that's a game you'll remember for the rest of your life as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like I said, it was just an incredible occasion, incredible experience. I think all the girls will treasure it for the rest of their lives and the rest of their careers.
And obviously yourself, you know, you probably wanted to play full 9 minutes, but was there a moment in your mind where you feel like you may have to come off at some point? Because obviously, I think for any like physio is probably thinking maybe only give loose a certain amount of time, because, you know, just to make sure. What was the procedure after that? Did you have to take it off and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think, of course, I wanted to play 90, but also we have such great quality throughout the squad and on the bench. And I think it was really nice that everyone got their moment, you know, even Nina who came on. And I think that was really important as well. And yeah, as I came off, Jack Physio said to me, "Is like, we gave you as long as we could. We want to make sure your head's okay," type thing. And then, yeah, after the game, signed as many autographs as I could. And then Jack was like, "We need to sort your head out." So went inside and they had a look at it. And they said, "Yeah, we need to glue it," because it was quite a deep cut. And at first they weren't going to let me wash my hair. And I was like, "I need to wash my hair. There's blood all in it." So yeah, washed my hair and then they glued it together. Wasn't allowed to wash my hair after that for 5 days or so. Okay. And then, yeah, it's all healed now nicely. A little scar, but nothing too serious.
Something to remember, you know, and stuff like that. And yeah, just one of those moments. But now, a great day all round. And hopefully we've got some more Portland Road games to come next season. So watch your space, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, a game to remember. And obviously we've gone on to, you know, the Robbie Borough game sort of bring us back down to earth. And of course we lost that game, but we've gone on to a great, you know, winning run recently. And yeah, one game left to go, Luce. How are you feeling about that? To know the season is nearly done and dusted once again, because it goes so quickly. You have pre-season, you build up to all the games, you know, the whole season, you know, ups and downs, as we said, but we've only one game left to go now. We've got a blank weekend this weekend, but yeah, one to go.
I can't quite believe that the season's over. Honestly, it's gone so fast. I'm kind of gutted in a way. I know that as soon as I'm not playing football, all I will be wanting to do is play football, and I'll just be counting down the days till pre-season. But it is also quite nice, you know, to know that you're going to have a bit of a break, refresh both physically and mentally, and then, yeah, ready to hit the ground running next season.
And got to say, big congratulations to Sophie Peskett and Natasha Thomas, especially Pesk, who has been named basically player of the year for the division, because of the, you know, the amount of votes she's got for player of the matches. Obviously her assists, her goals this season has been incredible. Obviously her first season back as well, loose from her ACL injury, her first full season back, which has been good. And, you know, we've spoken about her so many times, but what a player she is.
Yeah, I'm delighted for her. She's such a good person. She works so hard, and it's thoroughly deserved, I think. Every game this season, you know, she's been a bright spark in the team, always looking to create things, make things happen. And the stats just go to show how well she's done that. And it's really great for her that she's got the recognition from the supporters and also from the league. I think she has been probably the best player in the league, certainly, you know, going up against the teams that we've played, from what I've seen. And yeah, I'm just really delighted that she's got the recognition through the awards.
Yeah, and obviously Tash and Nina, as you mentioned earlier, will be part of that award as well. Of course, Tash, the top goal scorer in the division. Obviously, she scored 150th goal recently, which is just an incredible feat. But yeah, no player that just, you know, you just know if you give her the ball, she's going to score.
Yeah, she's always in the right position. That is so important as a striker. Really helps us attacking players. And yeah, again, delighted for her. I think she's had such a prolific season. Coming off the back of last season, where she probably wasn't too happy with how it ended. But yeah, she's come in this season, she hit the ground running, and throughout the season, she's been so consistent and so prolific, and that's been reflected in her goals tally.
Yeah, so yeah, congratulations to all three. The awards, the formal awards, is the 12th of May. Get your numbers out, Ross. 12th of May, Sunday, just before the FA Cup Women's Final. Obviously, we've had, you know, a nice little run this year, Luce. I want to quickly bring you back to that. You know, we beat a Chapman side in Lewis. We did well against Charlton. What's your memories of those two FA Cup games as well?
Yeah, I think Lewis was probably one of the highlights of the season. It was an incredible day, I think, just before Christmas as well. So we really wanted to kind of set ourselves up nicely for the winter break. And then, yeah, it was a great day. Kyra got her first goal, obviously. And I think, yeah, it was a really nice way to end the year. And then, obviously, went on, got another championship team, and we didn't disgrace ourselves against them. And yeah, I think we'll be really looking forward to the FA Cup next season as well.
They're always up for the cup. Well, Luce, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me. Any other business from you? As I said, you know, this is a blank weekend, but then we've got Billericay at home to finish the season. What do you do as a player, you know, going to blank weekends? I'm sure it's, you know, recovery and just, you know, chill and have a Sunday off. But I'm sure your sort of mindset is ready to get back to training and ready for the final game of the season.
Yeah, exactly. I think keep ticking over, maybe a bit of gym work, a bit of active recovery type thing. And yeah, make sure setting ourselves up ready for the last week and the last game of the season.
Yeah, and have a roast, something like that, maybe. Have a nice little roast dinner or something like that, definitely on a Sunday. But yeah, what are you feeling going into to this summer? Have you got much plans? You know, with only one game to go, it's crazy. As we said before, it's gone so quick. All the players, you know, this is when you sort of plan for your holidays, because obviously sort of start of May and middle of May to June, that's where you can have your holidays and stuff like that, and then pre-season will come like that, won't it?
Yeah, exactly that. I think quite a few of the girls have got some holidays booked. I'm going to see my family in Guernsey, which I'll really look forward to, and I'll have a great time. And then, yeah, before we know it, we'll be back in for pre-season, for testing and getting ready for the season ahead next year.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it. But, well, Luce, thanks so much for joining me. Any other business, any shout-outs, anything you want to mention, anything we've missed?
I don't think so. Thanks to you for taking photos all year, saving our Instagrams. I'm sure all the girls appreciate that very much.
My pleasure. Always good. And yeah, if you celebrate the right way, then you get the perfect celebration picture. But unfortunately, you didn't get it. But I've got a few good ones. It's fine. But no, it's been my pleasure. It's been one hell of a season once again. Ups and downs, but memories to remember. Definitely the Portland Road game. And yeah, Luce, thanks for joining me. Thanks everyone for listening to another Track the Girls Talk podcast, sponsored by John Fowler Solicitors. Big up by Kennedy & Co. for their continued support. And we've only got one game left to go, so bring it on. Billericay Town at home. Be there if you can. AJ Arena at Felixstowe. Let me get the date. It will be in May, which is mad to think. The 5th of May. Get yourself down there. 2 p.m. kickoff. And we'll see you next time. And now we're Track the Girls Talk podcast. Bye-bye for now.